কেবল জ্ঞান মুক্তি দিতে নারে ভক্তি বিনা কৃষ্ণ মুখ সেই মুক্তি হয় জ্ঞান বিনা মুক্তি লিবারেশন the impersonalist thing that simply by cultivating knowledge that I am not matter, I am spirit, or I am one with the Supreme Spirit. And now, out of ignorance, I am thinking different, but when and fully elevated to the platform of knowledge, then I become liberated. But there is no answer that why you have become conditioned. The impersonal thing that I am one with the Supreme, now due to my ignorance, have forgotten. Than the Supreme, because they do not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they think that impersonal conception of the spirit soul. And now, out of ignorance, I am thinking matter, but as soon as my ignorance is over, I shall become one with the Supreme. So, this is a theory of the impersonalists. But they cannot give any answer that why you have become under the influence of ignorance. If you are the Supreme, then what is the cause that you have become conditioned? Then the Supreme, you become conditioned under the material nature, then how one can become the Supreme? Supreme cannot be conditioned. So there is no answer for this question from the impersonalist school. But the real fact is that the Supreme never falls down. The part and parcel of the Supreme did fall down. Some of them, not all. So therefore, the living entities, they are different from the Supreme. They are one in quality with the Supreme, but not in quantity. So, Lord Chaitanya said that simply by thinking that I am not this matter, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma. That will not help you to get liberation. The real fact is that the individual living entities, they are part and parcel of the Supreme, but somehow or other they wanted separation from the Supreme and wanted to lord it over the material nature. Therefore, they are in time. That is a real fact. And as such, we find from the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asks that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. There is surrender. Therefore, unless there is surrender of the individual soul to the Supreme, there is no question of liberation. There is no question of liberation. You can cultivate knowledge that I am not this body and spirit soul, but that will not help for your liberation. Because the real thing is that you have, or we have, revived against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord. That is the attitude everywhere you can see, experience. Everyone now, what is God? What is God, especially in this age? So this impersonalism is another type of atheism. And this impersonal theory of the Absolute Truth has converted practically the major portion of the world into atheism. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says that simply by cultivation of knowledge that I am not this matter, I am not this matter, I am still so, that will not help. Now he gives again evidence from scripture. Every step, whatever he says, he gives some evidence from authoritative scripture. Mostly he gives evidence from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. Because for the Vaishnavi school, these two books are sufficient for acquiring knowledge. So far, Vedanta Sutra is concerned, Bhagavat is Vedanta Sutra itself. Bhagavat is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, one who has sufficient knowledge in Bhagavat, he has automatically sufficient knowledge in Vedanta Sutra. According to Devi sister, one must have sufficient knowledge in Vedanta Sutra, then he will be considered as learned in spiritual science. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, although the Vaishnavas, they have got their commentaries in Vedanta Sutra, but the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, they did not make any commentary on the Vedanta Sutra because they belong to the disciple succession of Vyasa. So Vyasa is the spiritual master. So the later Acharya, they did not think it proper that whatever they, because their spiritual master has already made a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, but that is sufficient, why should we do again? These are some of the etiquette. The Vedanta Sutra and Bhagavat is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and Lord Chaitanya therefore gives evidence from the Bhagavat generally. And Puranas also, Mahabharata, Upanishad, they are all authorities, but especially he gives evidences from Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, so far, in confirmation of this statement, that knowledge, cultivation of knowledge is not sufficient to give one liberation. One must take to devotional service. Devotional service plus knowledge is just like gold with flavor.
Yes.
So, of course, those who are engaged in devotional service, their knowledge automatically comes. They are not fools. Those who are actually, seriously in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness, they will not lack in knowledge because you will find in the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord says, that Tisham Satadhyuttanang Bhajatang Sutipudbakam Dadami Buddhi Yugantam Jinamam Kinyantiti. Those who are engaged in transcendental loving service of Krishna, for them, knowledge automatically comes from within, because Krishna is within us. So, a sincere soul in Krishna consciousness will not lack in knowledge. And in the Vedic literature, also, it is confirmed, yastha devi parabhakti, yatha devi tatha guru, tasyaiti katita hartya prakashanti mahatma. The Vedic knowledge is revelation. To whom it is revealed? It is revealed to a person who has unflinching faith and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as to the spiritual mind. Yasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. As much he has got faith in the Supreme, similarly, he has faith in the spiritual mind. Such a person gets revelation of the Vedic knowledge from within. So, those who are actually serious in engaging themselves in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, for them, knowledge is secondary. Knowledge automatically reveals to them. And those who do not take to the Krishna consciousness, devotional service, simply indulge in and dry speculation, for them, liberation is not possible. Not possible. Lord Chaitanya gives us evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, from 10th canto, Sriyasthiteni bhakti mudasthate viho klishanti je ke valavodhalabhai Tisham asau kre salaeva sishyate nannad yatha sulata savabhatina. Real knowledge means to understand the last words of the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto Him at the knowledge, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmana. After many, many births, one who is actually knowledge, he surrenders. So, Srimad Bhagavat practically confirms the same. The Sriyasthitim Bhaktim Kudasya Te Vibho. Any person who does not take to the devotional service in Krishna consciousness, simply indulge in dry speculation, Krishanti, take trouble. Krishanti means take trouble. J, person, table of others, simply to understand that this is not matter, this is not spirit, this is not life. There is no separate super soul, only one soul is there, and this conception of individual soul is misunderstanding, ignorance. In this way, there are volumes of books by Shankaracharya especially, and later on his disciples. They are very, very learned scholars, undoubtedly. By their scholastic jugglery, they want to cover the Supreme Personality of God. They do not want to cover. They think that they are advanced. But Krishna covers himself so that they may not understand Krishna. Krishna does not want. Krishna wants that one should surrender and take to devotional service. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samabhutaha. I do not reveal myself to everyone, one and all. No. I cover myself. So, these impersonalists, due to their, less intelligence or misfortune, they cannot see Krishna. So therefore, for them, this remark is here, the first thing, that actually what is auspicious, devotional service, if somebody gives that path away and takes to simply dry speculation, simply to understand, because jnana means to understand what is the difference between matter and spirit. So they are of course in that process of knowledge. But simply by that speculation, the result is that Tisham Asu Klesala Eva Sishtate. The trouble is the accept for discriminating matter from spirit. There is trouble. You have to see so many Vedic literatures, and you have to understand the instruction of Upanishad and logic and so many things there are to back your understanding. So Tisham Klesala, their profit is that the trouble is the accept for studying so many Vedic literatures to prove that the Absolute Truth is not personal. that travel is as profit and nothing else. Klesalaiva Sisama Su Klesalaiva Sistase. They do not get any other profit except that troublesome business. That's all. Sisama Klesalaiva Sistase. How it is? The example is Nannadhyatha Sulatushava Khati. No. Just like husking the grain to take out the skin. There are many grains which have skin over, so there is process of taking out the skin out of the grain. If the grain is already taken out, only the skins are left, then if you husk on it and beat to get out the grains, so there is no possibility to have any grains from there, because the grain is already taken out. So that is the problem. Simply, beating the skin is so good. We must have some concrete results. That concrete result is, one is directly engaged in the transcendental service, learning service of the Supreme Lord. That is recommended. Devi Sadhanamai Mama Maya Adhruttaya Mamivaja Prapadanti Maya Mitan Karanti. So, the same thing is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. So the Lord says that this is also another influence of Maya, illusion. Just like under the spell of illusion, you are thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am king, I am big man, I am poor man. So many we have got, and this is all due to this body, bodily conception. It has no actual standing. They are all designations. Similarly, the last layer of Maya is to induce one to think that I am God. Just like we are under the scale of illusion. You are thinking I am this and that. So after many, many years cultivation of knowledge, if one comes to the conclusion that I am God, there is no other second God, I am God. So that is also another spell of illusion. So the Bhagavad Gita says that Devi Jisa Gunamai Mama Maya Drutaya. One is trying to get out of the clutches of the illusory energy. But it is very difficult. Up to the last point, the Maya illusion will offer you something so that she will baffle your endeavor to get out of the clutches. Devi Jisa Gunamai Mama Maya Drutaya. Then, how to get out of her hand? Māmi vada prapadante māyā mītāṁ karant. Only process is just to surrender to Krishna and māyā will not anymore interfere with your business. So therefore, surrender is the only process by which you can get out of the classes of māyā. Krishna nittadās ji taha bhuli jala teidoshi mahatār galāya bāndhi. Just like we become, sometimes we take a pet dog with shackles on the neck. Similarly, we are under the spell. We are pet dogs of the illusory energy with shackles. So, why? No, Krishna Nishtadas Vivtaha Vulita. That the living entity is eternally a servitor of the Supreme Lord Krishna. That he has forgotten. Therefore, Mandila, just like the dog is shackled only, we are in that way shackled. Tate Krishna Bhage Pare Guru Seva Maya Jal Chute Five Krishna's song. Therefore, if one agrees to serve Krishna under the direction of spiritual master. Follows the instruction of spiritual master and engages himself in the service of the Supreme Lord, Maya Jal Sute Pai Krishnecha. Then he can get out of the network of illusory energy and Pai Krishnecha. He can get the center of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Charivarna Sami Yadi Krishna Nahi Paje Saparma Korite Se Gaurave Parimade. Charivarna. Charivarna means four stars, four divisions of human society. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras. They have got their specific duties. One who is Brahmin, he has got his specific duty. Cultivation of knowledge is a first and foremost duty. Similarly, Kshatriya, he has got his specific duty. The fourth and foremost is to establish good administration in the state. And Vaishya, he has got also specific duty. What is that? Cow protection and agriculture. That is the duty of Vaishya. And the Sudras, they have no responsibility. Therefore, they serve these three higher classes. The intelligent class engaged in cultivation of knowledge. The administrator class who are engaged in good government. And the mercantile class who are looking to the productive side of the society. So this is natural. There is no denying the fact. In every society, there is a natural division. A certain class of men, the intelligent class, a certain class of men, they take part in politics, and a certain class of men, they delight in doing business. And there are a certain class of they do not do anything simply by serving their maintenance. So these four classes are there. So according to Vedic civilization, these four classes are also recommended to serve the Supreme Law. Supreme Law. With their professional occupation, they have to serve the Supreme Law. That is the invention of the Vedic literature. Charivarna Sami Yadi Krishna Nahi Paje Saparma Kavita Se Gaurave Parimade. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, and suppose an intelligent Brahmin is very learned scholar and great philosopher, big thinker, everything is all right. But he has no relationship in the matter of rendering service to the Supreme Law. That is minor. That means, learned scholar minus Krishna consciousness. Similarly, a learned politician, able administrator minus Krishna consciousness. Similarly, a successful businessman minus Krishna consciousness. Or the Shudras, anyone, if he is minus Krishna consciousness, then the result is that saparma korite se gaurave parima. By doing, by executing his specific duty, he is going to hell. Hell. It is a fact. He is thinking that I am doing my duty, but he is going to hell. Now, this is a version of Lord Chaitanya. He, even if he does his duty very nicely, still, he is going to hell. Gaurave parima. Gaurav means hell. And again, he gives evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukhabahuru parebhya purushastra kramesha chattara jagre varna gunai vitra dara pritha Yāyīsaṁ īkāṁ śpūrīsaṁ śāśādā tuprabhavam īśvaram nabhajanti avajānanti thānādhaskāpatam tadhā. In the Śrīmad Bhāgavat 11th and 4th, these two verses are there. What is there? Mukhubāhu rupādeśvā purusaskāstram īśvaram. Now, according to Vedic conception of social life, there are four divisions of social order and four divisions of spiritual order. The four divisions of social order is the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And spiritual order is the Sannyasi, Vanaprastha, Grihastha and Brahmachari. To become a Brahmachari means to make advance in spiritual life. And the social order is there, the Brahmin, Kshatriya. So it is called Varnasram Dharma. Actually, Hindu, there is no such word as Hindu religion. We don't find in the Vedic scriptures. Hindu religion, this Hindu word, is given by the Mohammedans. They generally pronounce I as H. There is Viva in the western side of India. There is Viva Indus Viva. The Indus Viva the Mohammedans used to call Hindus. From Hindus, it has come to Hindustan. The place of the Hindus. The Hindu religion is a modern term given by the foreigners. Actually, the Indians, the Bharatiya, their religion is Varnasam, religion of four castes and four spiritual orders. Four spiritual orders and four social orders. The persons who follow these four orders of social status and four orders of spiritual advancement, they are called Varnasram. So, Hindu religion is a miscalculation. Really, they are called Varnasram. That is the Vedic term. Thank you very much.